obviously, we're moving this week. We've got two episodes we got to get done, right?
I know, crazy.
So we're shooting for it. We're giving you more content. You ask for it, you get it. But of course, being parents, we've always got something going on. So this episode might be a little smaller than the other ones, but you get more parenting mistakes, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And sometimes we have to make parenting decisions quickly. And hope that it works out.
Okay, well, let's cut to it. Let's just jump to Grumpy Old Man. I'm kidding. Honest Trailers. So we watch Honest Trailers this week.
Yeah.
On the recommendation of your youngest.
Yes.
Who really likes to watch it.
Yes.
And apparently a lot of people like to watch Honest Trailers. I was looking at some of their numbers. They've got pretty good YouTube numbers. Like
they do.
Trailer that we watched had something like 3 million downloads, which is pretty good for the tubes.
It is.
Yes, and it's, what is it, Screen Geeks? Geek Screens?
Screen Geeks, I think.
Screens and Geeks with Screens.
It's very important we get that correct. I'm sure they would want us to get that correct.
Yes. So, cutting right to it.
Well, explain what this is.
Yeah. Okay. So, Honest Trailers, it's been around for at least 5 years. I mean, I remember when they kind of broke out. Like,
yes.
There was a moment within the last 3 years. YouTube is so fast. It's hard to tell when some of this stuff breaks. But I remember it breaking onto the larger scene and major websites carrying their trailers.
Yes.
And the whole concept is they take a trailer, such as The Last Jedi, which we watched, and they give you what they feel like is the honest take on the film that you have watched or right. Because obviously the trailer, before the movie is released, is a piece of advertisement for the movie that says, here are all the exciting things that are going to happen in The Last Jedi, right? So Rey's going to be challenged with Luke. Luke is going to be challenged by Rey. And Kylo Ren is going to be there. And all these things happen, and it gets you very excited as a Star Wars fan, right? So,
yes.
So then what they do is they just take that whole concept and turn it on its head. And it's almost like it's not really like a trailer anymore. They shouldn't actually call it a trailer at that point. It should be an honest, they made a trailer, but it's like the post, like, here's what we found out that was the truth about the film.
Well, I think what it addresses, and this is what's interesting about this as a concept, is the modern movie trailer has become a highly anticipated entertainment piece in and of itself.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I'm trying to get at. Yeah, totally. Yep.
So people get excited, you know, they'll say, and I notice this with my kids. My middle, Jonathan will say, oh, you know, there's a new Star Wars trailer dropping on Friday.
Right.
There you go. Okay.
Right. Or there's been a rumor. They're saying
right.
The trailer might drop tomorrow, right?
Right, right. So you're talking about not the movie itself coming out, just a tease. And a tease that...
Well, like, you're actually talking about a tease of a tease, too.
Have you seen these teaser teasers
where they're like, here's just a small 10-second clip of the trailer you're going to get? I've seen that a lot with the Jurassic Park films, where
right.
They show some, like, T-Rex biting somebody. Come Friday,
right.
You get to see more.
I mean, it's a redundant concept because a trailer is a teaser, but then they have a teaser trailer.
Yes.
That's actually called a teaser trailer.
Yes. And then, well, what were the trailers called that actually gave you, like, a little bit of film? Like, there was a Jurassic Park trailer that actually was a story. That told you about them finding... Is that a teaser trailer, or is that something all in itself, where it actually told a story about the insects in the amber?
Show the actual scene?
Yeah, like, they had this... all these scientists have come together, and we have found that amber carries this insect.
Right,
and
right.
Now we're going to build a whole park off it. The other one that I loved was they actually showed you the Terminator 2 factory, where they were building Terminators.
Right.
Right. I love that one. I wish they would do that way more than what we get now.
So our frustration as a society, and I understand this, is that trailers, not always, but a lot of trailers look great. Like, you watch the trailer and you go, oh, this could be a really good movie.
Yes. Any of the DC trailers are just like that.
Yeah. Where you say, I'm excited about this. And that's the intent. It's supposed to get you excited about the movie. What we discover, and this is part of the genesis of the Honest Trailer, is that once you actually see the movie, you go, okay, it was not awesome. It was okay.
Yeah,
it was
right.
just okay. And this is where the nerddom comes out, the deep analysis. Once you see the movie, you go back and watch the trailer again, and you say, wait a minute, that clip was not actually in the movie.
Which is what happened to us this week, and we talked about it in Infinity War, where I said that this scene with the Hulk was not in the movie at all.
Right. And they did that quite a bit, and I've watched a lot of the Honest Trailers. They do that with a number of them. In particular, they do that with Rogue One.
Oh, they go back and show you this.
They go back, this was never in the trailer. This was never in the movie. This was never in the movie. This clip, or at least they say what the whole marketing campaign was based on.
Yes, exactly.
All the stormtroopers walking in the water, like they're, going to the beach.
And going to kill Hawaiians or something.
Right. So what we struggle with sometimes is this idea of how do you present this, right? Because the concept is good. It's a very interesting concept to sort of say.
Are you talking Honest Trailers concept?
I'm talking
or the actual
concept.
Hollywood trailer
I'm talking about the Honest Trailer concept. Because they are sort of
the Hollywood concept's been working pretty well for a long time.
It has, okay? But this is satire. It's very satirical. It's sarcastic. It's snarky. And that's what sort of makes it interesting to some people and entertaining, I should say.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, it feels that. I've watched a lot of Honest Trailers. Not that I'm a big fan of Honest Trailers. It's just more or less the reason I watch it is because I'm interested as a geek. So it pings off all those things that sit in my wheelhouse, right? I'm a nerd. I like the movies that they kind of go after. And they do give kind of it's almost like a review or an opinion piece of how they felt about the movie.
Yes.
And then that kind of pings off of how I felt about the movie, right? Because I'll actually do a little bit of mind comparison to what they're being honest, quote-unquote honest about.
Correct. And I don't think it's necessarily about whether you agree with their analysis. Because that's not necessarily the intent.
That's the weird part. That's we might be getting into grumpy old man territory here, but that is where it gets a little bit strange. Right.
Well, because when I watch some of the trailers, some of the Honest Trailers, they sort of critique the movie. They make fun of it. And I didn't mind the movie. I liked the movie.
Sure.
Although.
But we like to make fun of stuff that we like.
Sure.
That's where it gets weird, right?
Well, and this is also where I appreciate this channel because. They point out certain things that, again, it's in the word. It's honest.
Yes.
I do like that in that they will sort of expose the reality of some of our movie content that is cheesy, overdone, unnecessary.
Yeah, but let's look at what we looked at. They did a breakdown of The Last Jedi, and Phasma is an easy person to be honest about.
Right.
Right? Hey, there's Phasma. I can't remember what they say specifically about her, but I know there's a number of jabs at her. But the general nerd community does that already.
Yes.
It's where they get to somebody like Rose, where it becomes honest and kind of personal. Right.
Well, and
when they emphasize Rose and what her role really is in the movie versus what they're trying to sell you in the trailer.
Yeah, I mean, and they'll just throw out things like and they refer to Rose as just an unnecessary character.
Yeah, exactly. Although They would tell you just the opposite there at Disney Studios.
Correct. So they say she's an unnecessary character. The whole journey to what they call Casino Royale
that's right.
Is a totally unnecessary scene.
And you thought that you saw it before. I can't remember what they said, right?
Right. Well, and the thing is, if you're an honest fan.
Yeah, I like the juxtaposition of the pod races with the.
Yes, yeah. If you're an honest fan, you'll say, yeah, you're right. That scene isn't necessary.
That's where it kind of gets offensive, right? And that's just their honest opinion.
Sure, sure.
Because there's lots of people that will defend those scenes in Last Jedi to the bitter end, right?
Right.
It was necessary. You couldn't have that kid with the broom at the end without it.
Correct. But I do think that these trailers do resonate with people because in a lot of ways it exposes the fact that when we watch a trailer – now I'll go back to regular movie trailers. There's parts of us that do like it because it does tease us a little bit. But there are parts of us that also want to say, just tell me whether this is actually going to be. Did you put every funny moment? Let's say it's a comedy trailer.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that happened a lot in the 80s and the 90s. You're like, I just saw the movie, right?
There's four funny jokes in the entire movie. And you put all four of them in the trailer.
Yeah, totally. Yes.
And then when I go see the movie, I'll chuckle at those four, and then you'll realize, oh, wait, that's the extent of the funny in this entire film. Okay, so let's go grumpy old man.
All right, let's go grumpy for sure.
Do we need to take a break, or are we just not going to – we're going to skip the break today?
No, let's take a break because, you know.
We always got to take a break to ramp up to our grumpy old man-ness.
Or I guess grumpy old, I don't know. Okay, break time.
Okay, so how you feeling about this? You like it, and I like it, and that's okay.
Oh, I'm not actually a big fan of honest trailers.
No.
Honestly, you know what's kind of funny is it's more in your wheelhouse. It's not something I go out of my way. It's a little bit too obvious.
Why is it in my wheelhouse?
Because it's a little too obviously funny for me. I don't know how to explain that exactly, but my humor is a little bit more subversive, right?
Humor.
Yes, I like my humor a little more subtle, where this is just straight out in your face, right? Like, I'm telling something, I'm telling you a story, and it's funny. Like Fozzie the Bear or something, right?
Okay.
I'm not trying to criticize your humor because of this. There's 3 million people that'll back you here, right? It's just not my show. But I can't. All right, grumpy old man.
I'm going to stop you here. I got to stop you here for a second, just for 30 seconds. And I have to tell a quick story.
Oh, no.
So Dave and I, you know, we went to high school together. And we had this thing amongst our friend group. I think it was you and me, and Greg probably said this too, is that when we were in high school and someone told a joke or someone tried to say something funny that wasn't particularly funny,
yes.
Dave would sort of get this deadpan look on his face, or Greg would, and they would say, humor, as if to say, good try.
Yeah.
That was a good try at a joke. You failed miserably, but I'll give you points for trying.
This day and age, kids would just turn to each other and say, that was not the joke of the day or something stupid.
That's right.
Like, they'd be very obvious about it, but we were like, oh,
humor. You
made it funny, but it wasn't funny.
It wasn't funny. Okay, so go back to what you were saying.
Yeah, grumpy old man part with honest trailers. Like I said, so despite taste, like it's like not something I go out of my way. Like I've said, I've watched it. It is clearly their own opinion, right? Like, again, they are making commentary about how Rose should not be in it. And I'm like, well, that's just your own opinion, right? Like, you're just calling it how you see it. It should actually not be honest trailers. It should be opinion trailers. I'm not
right.
They're not being completely honest. I mean, if that's where I have to be grumpy, that's where I got to be grumpy. I mean, it's like The Onion, right? People love The Onion. This feels very Onion-ish, right? Have you read The Onion and all that?
Yes, I have, yes.
And all their shenanigans. This is very similar to that, right? It kind of the Mad Magazine version of stuff, right?
Right.
Although Mad Magazine gets a little bit dark and a little bit weird at times, this doesn't. I've watched them before and I never felt like, boy, I'm really offended. Right?
No. It definitely fits into the YouTube category of making fun of things.
Yes.
And there's a lot of channels. And this is one of those things where we have to be careful as parents to say, okay, teasing is fine. We tease each other. We tease our kids. The kids tease us. We tease our friends. When does it become sort of a pattern where you're always sort of making fun of somebody? You're always sort of, you know, beating them up a little bit. You're always being just a little bit snarky. Okay. That's the difficulty, because it is snarky. It is sarcastic. And that's their shtick.
Yes.
Is to sort of sit back with sort of their arms crossed with sort of a smug look on their face to sort of say, oh man, here we go again. So
I'll say
this,
it's no Vanoss Gaming though, right? Like,
this is true.
Which is, they're making fun of all sorts of things, but they're just, it's totally different, right? Like, it's almost in a different genre, the type of humor that, but they're both being critical of something, right?
Yes.
In that case, they're being critical of each other. In this case, what's really nice to pinpoint is they're being critical of something that everybody should be critical of.
Right.
I mean, if there's some moral high ground to this, it's the fact that they're taking an object that is inanimate, you know, and it's just something that somebody produced. I mean, I guess, you know, what is it? What's his name? Brian, the guy who directed the film. I suppose he could take offense to it.
Oh, Ryan Johnson.
Thank you,
Ryan.
I'm so sorry, Ryan. But, Ryan, I suppose he could take offense to it and feel bad about it at the end of the day. Or I think the opposite is true. We got our honest trailer. Right? It's kind of like when Weird Al does a parody of your song.
Yeah.
Woo, woo, right? Like, Weird Al just did a parody of my song. I'm in cloud nine.
Well, and I actually have said this to my students in class, is that, have you ever seen goat versions of music videos?
No.
Okay, well, we won't talk about that here too extensively, but
okay.
Next time when you have a moment, type in any famous artist and then put goat edition behind it.
Okay.
And you'll see what I mean.
But
to your point, if you have a certain level of fame to the point where people are making I don't think there are parenting mistakes satire videos and podcasts out there.
Oh, I wish there was.
Right? Because that would mean that we'd reached a level where people felt there aren't memes of us that I'm aware of.
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
I will say,
from a filtering standpoint, the content is fairly clean. There definitely is some sexual overtones. I'd call this PG-13.
I think they did a 50 Shades honest trailer.
Yes, they've done a 50 Shades, and they do make some sexual innuendo stuff. And the language is not awful, but you get into an area, particularly with teenagers, where this becomes kind of a gateway drug, where you sort of become desensitized to sexual content, sort of general satirical commentary on things. And that's an area where parents have to be careful, because it is funny. And my daughter has watched some and she laughs at them. And there are moments where I do sort of want to say, let's talk about that comment. So there you go.
That's plenty grumpy old man for me, for sure. Better analysis. Sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off.
That's okay. So there is our honest analysis of honest trailers. Humor. So you can reach us at parentingmistakes@hotmail.com. Send us your honest opinions on our podcast.
Please give us reviews on iTunes. That's the only way that you're going to be propped up.
There you go.
I mean, we're talking to our mistakes army here. We need you guys to help us out here. the only way that we're going to get more viewers and more things that we can do is if you guys review us on iTunes. Just put something in there. Positively.
Well, I mean, positive is nice. Yeah, but you know.
A nice positive review goes a long way on iTunes because we need the props.
Yes, that's right. But also send us your comments and suggestions on things we should review in the future.
Yep.
And we hope that all future trailers work out for you when you actually see the movie.